You listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Davey, how you doing?
I thought you were saying you knew your birds, and then I realized that that was my nickname. I thought, okay, that makes more sense, because
yeah.
I don't know if your knowledge can stack up to mine, although you did bring up the blue-footed booby not too long ago. So.
Yeah, well, no, but that I'm not in your category yet. I know a few of the obscure names, not necessarily just by their sound, though, right?
So, yeah, no, I know.
Got me on, the level of the sound. Is there any birds in your neighborhood at this time of the year, or is it pretty quiet?
Ooh, yeah, it's pretty quiet, ornithologically speaking. I haven't seen a bird in quite some time, to be honest with you, but it's been kind of cold, like -2 or -3 Celsius. So, like, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I could fly and it was that cold, I probably wouldn't either. So, no, not too many birds these days.
All right. What from afar, what do you make of the Edmonton Oilers? They find different ways. Last night, their special teams, which is, well, their power play has been great all year, and their penalty kill has actually been pretty good for the last 6 weeks, but both cost them the game last night against the Kings. They find different ways to lose. How concerned do you think Oiler fans should be?
Yeah, I think you put it perfectly there, Greger, that they're finding different ways to lose. And the mark of a good team is that when you don't have your best, and not every team is going to have their best, 82 games is a lot of time, right? Like, you might have your best for 60 games, maybe not even that much. And then you got to find your B game for like another 20, 25 games. And then some games you're just not going to be, you're going to be terrible, right? And you're going to lose. But it seems like when they're not at their best, they don't win, which is concerning. You got to find ways to win when you just don't necessarily feel like your best on any given night. And as you pointed out, it's been, you know, they can't get a save, and then they take too many penalties, and then that becomes an issue. Or, you know, the odd day that McDavid or Draisaitl goes quiet, they don't get somebody to step up. I guess what I would say is moderately concerned, because I'm looking at the standings right now, and the teams that are below Edmonton, Nashville, and Colorado. Like, I think Colorado, who's played four less games for that matter, once they finally get healthy and get chugging again, they're going to be fine. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they hunted down Minnesota by the time it's all said and done. I really wouldn't. So I think if you're Edmonton right now, you're looking at Minnesota and Nashville, because I think Colorado's going to pass them. St. Louis, I don't see it. So it's Minnesota and it's Nashville. You're asking yourself, can you be better than both of those teams? I think that's reasonable to ask, but for a team that went to the conference finals last year in the Oilers, I've been a little disappointed with where they are this year. I thought they'd take another step in their progression, but as you said, and I think it was perfectly stated, they just seem like they're finding ways to lose, which is not ideal, you know, halfway through a season.
You know, for a lot of the fan base, there's a sense that Evander Kane is a magic bullet that will sort this out. Now, it did work last year, but there's also a coaching change in there. You know, would you think it's reasonable to expect a meaningful bump when he comes back?
I think for sure he's a good player, and he's a guy that'll help you score some goals. He'll help you at 5-on-5. He'll help you on your power play. He'll add an element of prickliness to the lineup, which I think is always a good thing. But he's not going to help in other areas that we just talked about, right? Like, he's not going to help you stop the puck. One of Jack Campbell or Stuart Skinner is going to need to do that. Now, Stuart Skinner, credit to him, has been that guy for most of the first half of the year when it was expected to be the other way around. You know, it stands to reason that at some point he's going to go through a run of games where he's not quite at his best. And I wouldn't hang it all on him last night, but he certainly let a few by him, right? So, you know, can Jack Campbell finally go on a bit of a run himself? I think they're going to need that in the second half of the year. You know, so penalty killing, you said it's been good. It has been of late. Last night, not so much. can, you know, Evander, he's not going to help them stay out of the penalty box, and he's certainly probably not going to help them on the penalty kill that much. So, you know, there's that. He'll absolutely help, but he's not a cure-all by any stretch of the imagination once he gets back into the lineup, the way I see it.
Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM joins us. And, Dave, you know what? What about the Buffalo Sabres? Do you think they, like, obviously last night, not a great performance by them, but they got lots of games in hand. Are you on the Sabre train? Are they going to push the Islanders and even the Penguins for that final wild card spot?
Well, that's the thing that they have to their advantage right now is that they've played three less games than the Islanders and a game less than the Pittsburgh Penguins. They put a really good push together here. They, kind of like St. Louis in the West, were really streaky in the first half of the year. They'd win a bunch of games in a row. They'd lose a bunch of games in a row. And now they've gone on another run to get themselves back to the point where you can at least try to convince yourself that you're in the race. So, I could absolutely see them pushing the Islanders because they've been kind of underwhelming to an extent as well. And quite frankly, up front, I think I like Buffalo's team better than I do the Islanders right now. Pittsburgh, though, is the team that concerns me if I'm Buffalo, because I think at the end of the day, they're going to find a way to put it together. Like, Sid's having a fantastic year. Geno's having a fantastic year. You know, Letang being out of the lineup the last month or so, in and out, has not helped. Tristan Jarry getting hurt in the Winter Classic. When's he going to get back? If he does, you know, I think he's been playing pretty good. I like Pittsburgh, and I think that might be a bit to ask Buffalo, try and hunt them down over the course of 40 and change games. I'd still give the edge to Pittsburgh. But what I will say about Buffalo is I'm really happy with where their progression is as a team, and I think it's kind of come a little bit faster than I would have anticipated, because it seemed like it was rock bottom when they made the Jack Eichel deal last fall. Really doesn't seem like all that long ago, but as soon as they got that deal done, bringing in Alex Tuch, he's really played himself into the fabric of that organization. Guy that wants to be there, guy from Western New York. He's been effective on the ice. You know, we're seeing progression isn't even the right word, like explosion from Tage Thompson, and now locked in at a really good number. Dylan Cousins has played really effectively. Rasmus Dahlin, I think fair to say, significant progression on his part. You know, I think the thing they're going to need in Buffalo at some point over the next 9 months, whether it's before the trade deadline or in the summertime, is to figure out what they're doing between the pipes. Is it going to be Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen long term, or do they see him as a guy that needs some help? That's an area that I think they need to tidy up probably in the off season. But if you ask me in the Atlantic right now, would I rather have Detroit, Ottawa, or Buffalo of the teams that are kind of in that next rung after the top feeders? I think Buffalo is where I'm going with. I'm really, really impressed with the group that they have. And I think with some savvy moves in the off season, they can put themselves in the position where it would be reasonable to expect them to contend at least for a wild card position next season.
Talking to Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM, all things NHL. You know, you read some comments about maybe Provorov being available out of Philadelphia, and I would, you know, do you think this would be a wise move to trade a relatively young defenseman out of Philly?
That's a tough one because, I mean, you can kind of put him into the same boat as Jacob Chychrun, right? Like a guy that has some years left on his deal in Arizona, and you're wondering, like, he's a young guy on a team that is building. What are you looking at trading him for? Provorov, similar situation. He's got 3 years left at a reasonable number, right? Like 6 and 6-7 is not onerous if he plays up to his capabilities. You know, but you're looking at Philly right now, and everything is going in the wrong direction in Philadelphia right now. And do we see them in the next 3 years being able to get back to a point of contention, or do we see a lot of older guys on contracts that are probably not going to age particularly well, and do we see some pain coming? I kind of see that. I think what they did in the offseason by bringing in Torts was they looked at the lineup and thought, okay, well, there's more here that we're not getting out of this group, so we'll bring in a coach that'll try to get in, and I don't think what they thought they had, they actually have. And now what we're seeing is, like I said, a lot of guys that are older on bigger deals that are just underperforming. So, I think Philadelphia's in a really tight spot right now because I don't really see a path toward contention for them in the near term, especially when you look at the Metro Division right now. Like, Carolina's not going anywhere. I think New Jersey is on the upswing. They're going to be around for a little while. I think New York's Rangers, they're a really good team. They're going to continue to be a good team. Where's the path in for Philadelphia over the next 3 years? Can they beat out Washington? Well, maybe, maybe not, right? And if they get in, do you really look at them as a cup contender? Like, I don't. So you look at Provorov and say, well, is his value potentially ever higher than it is right now? A young guy on term at a reasonable number, you could probably get something for him. He might be of more value to you now as a trade chip than a guy that is in your lineup every night. So that's, I think, how they're looking at it right now. And I think you could get a decent haul for Provorov. And I think that's what they need to start to do in Philadelphia, is to turn the page and to start to recoup some quality young assets where you can assemble all these young assets and start to build towards something 3 or 4 years from now. Get a few good draft picks along the way here if you're not so good, and try and build back up. Because I don't see them, even if they're able to squeeze into the playoffs as a Stanley Cup contender, with this complement of players, and ultimately at the end of the day, that's what it's about, right? Trying to contend for Stanley Cups, not just trying to squeeze into the playoffs at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how it all shakes out, and I think you're onto something there. I have no idea how it's going to play out, but Provorov, man, giving away good young or relatively young defensemen at a decent cap, it doesn't seem like a way forward. McCarthy, I really appreciate this, man. We'll check up with you in a bit.
Okay, Strutty. See you, buddy.